coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. You know, the last episode we had in studio, Craig Sawyer, today, now this episode, I can't believe the amount of talent that is sitting in our studio. It's just amazing. Not only is Craig Sawyer here with us, Vets for Child Rescue. Folks, let me remind you again, if you haven't done so already, support vetsforchildrescue.org. But also, now we've got members of the Shatter Ops organization. And as you know, folks, Shatter Ops is the reconstituted team of Russ Dizdar and everything that he put together. So right now in the studio, and this is an incredibly humbling moment for me, because there is more talent, there's more experience, there's more godly men in the studio than I'm used to. So if I happen to like burst into flames, okay. Well, before you get to today's program, and I've got a very, very special guest again in studio here with me. You know him as Luke from ShatterOps.org. And he's going to be talking about the parallel. How can I put this? The support between Vets for Child Rescue and Shatter Ops. There's this magnificent meeting and melding of the minds and of the activities. Folks, you've got no idea. And I say that with all respect to the listeners, because I had no idea of the demonic nature of things taking place. Whether you're talking about the southern border or you're talking about whatever you might be talking about, even what's happening in Israel, what happened in Israel with Gaza and all of that, everything seems to be interrelated. But before I get to my very special guest, I want to talk to you about your finances, because I know that most of you are feeling unsure about your financing these days. At HagmanPI.com, by the way, I put up a 30-second clip of Janet Yellen saying, hey, the economy's fine. There's no inflation. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah. But I'm getting emails. I'm getting people telling me, look, we're very, very concerned about where things are going economically. Well, you're not alone, folks. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. I can read you the emails I get. The Noble Gold crew walk me through everything. No stress whatsoever. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night, and so on and so forth. I'm telling you, they've got fantastic ratings. As a matter of fact, numerous five-star ratings, A-plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau, five-star ratings, countless on different platforms. Folks, here's what I need you to do, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Get your house in order. Go to HagmanReportGold.com. That's Hagman, two N's on Hagman, HagmanReportGold.com. To protect your retirement with a gold IRA. You won't be sorry. Or call 877-646-5347. Folks, Noble Gold is who I trust. And believe me, it's the only one of its kind that I do trust. That's Noble Gold, HagmanReportGold.com. Or call 877-646-5347. And folks, there's always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind. But I can tell you this. I sleep better at night. And I know members of my family do as well with Noble Gold. Welcome, of course, and thank you for sponsoring this show. All right. You folks, you've heard and you've seen Luke from ShatterOps.org here in the studio before. But I don't think this marks the first time, I think, that we have in the studio members. And I'm not going to name, well, I'm not, aside from Craig and his group, I'm not going to name anyone else. For the sake of their anonymity, because there are operations taking place in this area. But Luke is here to talk about ShatterOps.org, what's going on, and even to kind of piggyback off of the last episode with respect to Craig Sawyer. Because Craig is I'm telling you, he a greater man in this realm I've never met, with the exception of the other people in the studio and of course Luke. So I'm very humbled and very honored to have with me again Luke from ShatterOps.org. And folks, I ask that you support this effort, rescuing children. I mean, is there anything else? Hey, a cup of coffee that costs $8, don't do that. Send that money. And I'm asking you to do this because I put my money where my mouth is. Support ShatterOps.org because they're doing God's work out there. How do I know that? I'm watching it happen. That's ShatterOps.org. And donate. Please donate. Give to them. Give heavily. All right. Again, with me, Luke from ShatterOps.org. How are you, sir?
Man, we are great, Doug, as always. It's good to be with you guys and talk about talent. You and Eric. You and Eric are some of the most talented in the room here.
You can take me out of the picture. I can't even find the flip and record button on the box. I'm pressing buttons. But thank you, though.
Yeah, well, as always, man, just humbled to be here, especially with this room full of talented guys, including you and Eric, for sure,
well,
by
thank
far.
You.
By far.
But you know, this to me, and I wish the camera could pan. Well, I'm glad they can't because some are undercover assets, of course. But actually grabbing predators off the street. And, of course, they need their anonymity. But I've never felt the electricity, the It's really, man, to feel what's in this room right now, it's incredible. So, no, thank you.
Well, just to be able to, you know, we talk about saving our country and all other shows. Like, I mean, if you can't save your kids,
but that's
how are you
going
to save your country? If you can't save kids, how are you going to save your country?
Exactly.
I mean,
and I say this, and sometimes I think it lacks the proper context. You know, the currency of the globalists is the blood of the children.
Mm, okay, that is true.
What we see taking place at this southern border, the fact that you've got human or child trafficking, child sex trafficking going through, it being enabled by our own people up here, NGOs that are engaged in this. We've got, in fact, I just saw the statistic. Since Biden has taken his place in the Oval Office, we have the equivalent of 35 states that have come over the southern border. It's well over, I think it's up to 8.5 million encounters at the southern border since Biden took office. And now they've taken, of course, away the DNA matching. They've we've seen videos, you've seen them,
right,
where people will come over with children and there's absolutely no verification that they're related. In fact, in some, you can almost tell that they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been down there personally, flying into Texas and seeing kids in airports. And I mean, personally, I have videoed stuff and ask questions to police officers like, who's got these kids? Who's looking at these kids?
Right.
These kids just sitting there in the corner, no adults around or whatever. So firsthand, I've seen that. And then, you know, what Craig and his guys have been doing for years, you know, working down there. It's horrific. Like, why are we putting up with this as Americans? You know, they're just keeping us entertained with, you know, bread and circus and news events and sports events and whatever. But,
Well, between between Shatter Ops and Vets for Child Rescue, you guys have done more, at least from what I've seen, for the children to rescue them and the, put predators behind bars, than our own government, the people whose job it is to do that. And I want to know why? I mean, do I have to?
I wish I had a great answer of why. I mean, people are complacent, you know what I mean? It's just they love their soft life and comfortable life that, you know, law enforcement right. may specifically they don't want to step out and put anything on the line, you know, because their job might be on the line. You know, when you got other guys that are willing to put their life on the line to do things and operate. I mean, let's just be honest, operating kind of in that gray area of we care enough to go try to do something about it. I mean, we absolutely want to be able to liaison with law enforcement at a federal, state, local area. That is our desire to be able to do that more. And it's far and few between.
You know, and that's something I know that when I worked with Russ, we would talk about the, for example, if there was, I'll just use this as an example. If there was a murder for example, and there was evidence of ritualistic, satanic ritual abuse kind of thing, the DA would say, okay, bring me the evidence of the murder, but not necessarily the SRA stuff. Leave that out. Forget about that. Don't talk about that. We're not going to deal with that. And it's more than, I mean, to an extent, I get the court aspect of things, but I don't understand why they don't want to understand the bigger picture. And that leads me to really ask any law enforcement officer out there who wants to know what's going on, any DA, ADA, whatever the case might be, contact Shatter Ops, contact Vets for Child Rescue, and get educated. Please do that. The links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Go to their websites and not only donate and support these groups, but also if you're in that position, learn about what's going on. Please do that. I mean, right now our downloads are, I don't know, 3.5. Eric the Tech showed me 3.5 million. I don't know. We reach a lot of people. So one of you can certainly do that. I know that we've got law enforcement that listen to this a lot, aside from the FBI people for other reasons. But please do that. All right. Let's talk. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, it's not a secret anymore what's been going on in this country.
Yes.
With from the illegals to just the horrific, just child sex trafficking. You could search the internet and find countless, you know, articles about it. It's just a matter of who is doing something about it.
Right.
Who is doing it? Why is nothing being done from the top down to protect our own kids? You know, last year alone was 85,000 kids that are unaccounted for. Yeah, came across the border.
Yeah, that's that we know of, or that they'll admit to.
Right.
Right.
And that's not even the kids that are already here that are being abused and used, just preyed upon on predators.
Right.
Kids that are, you know, especially the kids that are, you know, orphan kids that the CPS, you know, have, and they're just in the system that nobody's looking for, even if something did happen to them from just the cartels, the actual organized crime that are actually trafficking kids. And, you know, we talked about it and Craig had mentioned it about how big a business it actually is.
It's a huge business.
You know, overtaking, you know, and sometimes the drugs, because drug you only sell one time. Kids can be sold many, many times a day. And obviously the righteous anger of thinking about that, right? But we need more righteous anger out of American, I mean, especially the church, right? But
yes.
You don't have to even be a a sold out follower of Christ to be angry and understand that the future of our country is our flipping kids. And if you can't take care of innocent kids, man, we're in trouble. We are in big time trouble.
Why, man, that's true. I don't understand why. And maybe you listen, maybe folks listening and viewing this, you're in the same position. I don't understand why we are not openly hostile about the situation. I mean, for example, seeing the knowing that children are being brought across the border from whatever country, but having that open border, why in the hell aren't we down there with our own personal weapons and putting a stop to this? If people like Abbott, I mean, there's only four states that border Mexico. You got Arizona, California, Texas, and New Mexico, I think.
Yep.
All right. So, and the states aren't doing anything. They talk a good talk. What, Abbott threw up a barrier in the Rio? It didn't do crap. The barbed wire is being cut by the very people who are supposed to protect our country.
By the feds.
Yeah.
Right. States getting aggravated that they're cutting their.
So while you're not addressing that, you are addressing, of course, when they get over the border, attempting to identify and take down the people that bring them across the border, you know, along with Vets for Child Rescue, but also saving and rescuing the children.
We need just an overwhelming majority of people that are willing to just start to expose stuff. Just like, where's this bus going with these kids? Why in my town or in my county are kids being housed and where are they going? I mean, that's something that, you know, man, we would love to be able to track it all and have a really good understanding of the network and how it is. We know it exists. We know that there are government contracts that exist to actually have some of these corrupt NGOs actually move kids around our country, bus, plane, and then kids are being dropped off at sponsors that aren't even been looked into that are just like, you know, drug houses and sex dens for minors. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And people just need to, you know, the whole, you know, see something, say something. Well, we need some people to start seeing some stuff and saying some stuff. There needs to be an outrage of.
But who do you say it to? That's okay.
That's a great question. Exposing that, you know, giving it to information, you know, feeding, you know, like yourself, information and some documentation of what's going on. So people like us can help put stuff together, and some people that we can trust, we can start doing some things about it. You know, obviously we do the legwork on investigative stuff, just like, you know, Craig and his team and, you know, Save Them and Landon and his team do. Right. But there's only so much that we can do compared to the big problem. We need the uprise and the righteous anger of people to say, not with our kids. We saw it a little bit with, you know, the moms stepping up to saying, why are you teaching my kids this transgender stuff in elementary school?
And that's good.
It is awesome. Sure, there was some pushback against them, but they literally kept pushing through.
Right.
And we did see a little bit, you know, even in this, you know, administration that we have that seems to be, you know, just okaying all these unrighteous things that are going on and even pushing it, you know, we've kind of lost our moral compass. And for the most part, hey, we can go back to, I mean, I'll put it on myself for years and just Christian men being biblically illiterate, just that stuff just sliding by and, you know, stuff. It sounds pretty right. I don't really want to get in that fight. I don't really push back against this because, you know, I'm comfortable, happy where I am, opposed to being what men are called to be. And that means protector of women and children. And if we can't do that, man, we don't deserve anything.
You know, folks, I've seen these guys step out of the comfort zone, out of the comfort of their own home. And by the way, everyone sitting within eyeshot here, use their own money, use their own funds. They're working other jobs too, but they've made this a priority. And we need to support them. but it's up to all of us. You listening and viewing, it's up to you too. And you might say, well, what can I do? Again, like Luke said,
hound your local law enforcement. Hound them. If you see something, say something, and don't stop.
But do me a favor, too. Send them an email. Send them. Let them know what you know or what you've seen. Again, regardless, if it's transnational or international, savethem.org. If it's domestic, shatterops.org. And if it's domestic, as well as something that needs some intervention, vetsforchildrescue.org. You've got a lot of choices out there. These men are extremely capable. But please, see something, say something to these organizations. Okay. You've been doing a lot of work around here. I don't know how... I don't want to... And by the way, that's the difference between this platform... their platform and V4CR, that's the difference between other alternative programs is, you know, we're a licensed investigative body up here. And they're in fact, they're licensed as well. This is not just a talk show. This is a show that, you know, we put our talents and efforts where they need to be. Okay, certainly you can tell I'm not a talk show host. I'm an investigator by profession. Luke is the same. Craig Sawyer as well. I don't want to speak for anyone, but the fact is we collectively are doing something, and that should mean something to all of you. I didn't mean to get off on that rabbit trail, but
it's important though, because you know, you with your investigative background and you know, your relationship with Russ, looking into stuff and how you guys have, were close over the years and doing things. And then, you know, Russ even, you know, connecting with Craig and their relationship for all those years has mended and put together what the Lord can only be putting together right now. And that's why we're both up here, you know, training, some teaching, you know, some crossover. There's things that they're great at. There's things that we're great at, and you know, teaching each other stuff and other guys and groups, you know, involved that really the Lord is putting together a team that He's going to use in a mighty way. So that is exciting,
right?
To see Him moving, because He is moving in the middle of all the darkness. The Lord is moving. He's using His remnant and those who are really bought and sold out to Him, and one just be used like, hey, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like. And then He's pushed us in some areas that are, you know, heck, they're challenging, you know, things that I never thought I would be doing for sure. And going places I never thought I would be. But understanding that, you know, I'm working for Him, you know, he's my war captain, and, He puts stuff in front of us. There's stuff that we can't get to that we'd like to, but He's got us on a trajectory and pulling some people together that he's going to do mighty things and exciting things. And the truth of the matter is, you get back to, you know, unfortunately we got to have support to be able to do the things that we do. So we know He's going to make a way, and, you know, hopefully the church is going to step up, and support being able to take care of our kids. And obviously we do the healing and the freedom encounter side to things. There's a lot of victims that we can't get to. We'd love to do, you know, our team, you know, most of us, we have other full-time jobs, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are like, hey, I'm busy. He's like, well, we're busy too, right? Step up and help out where you can. And the Lord's called different people to do different things. So maybe that's you fitting into, you know, doing the freedom encounter and learning the deliverance side and learning how to help kids and adults who've been through horrible things. To, you know, He's called a few people to step out and do, you know, some of the boots on the ground stuff as well. There's a little more far and few between, but everybody can get on their knees and pray, pray for the people who are doing it, but pray against the evil and the wickedness that if you, you know, unless your head has been in a sand, you know, in the sand for years, you can flip on the TV, you can look up some articles, you can get on the internet and see just the horrendous just flood of evil. And yet it's going to be the Spirit of the Lord through the church, through men that are going to stand up. Not that women aren't a big part of it too, but we're the ones that are really caught up and take the force of the brunt to say we're going to put up a standard against the flood of evil that's coming. So he's calling us to do that. He's putting together those who are willing. And on that, it's encouraging and it's exciting, right, to see what he's going to do. Yep. On the other hand, we don't underestimate and understand what we're up against.
The pervasive evil that we've seen, that I've seen, that you deal with and you've seen, it's hard to describe to people, at least from my perspective. It's really hard to describe the evil that's out there and the evil that you're fighting against and your team and the other teams are fighting against. The only thing I can compare it to is what within the last 10 days we saw what happened with Gaza, with what happened to babies. And yes, babies were beheaded and they were killed. Okay, don't give me any of this bullshit, okay? This propaganda bullshit that didn't happen. Yeah, it did happen. And I've talked to people, believe me, it did happen, okay? And I don't want to hear any other crap about that. But that's evil. I mean, to me, that's evil. That's beyond anything you could describe as evil. But see, we have that here at home. And that's what Luke is fighting. That's what Craig is fighting. And the teams, the groups that we're fighting, it's that level of evil. It's that bad. But you've got to open your eyes. Like you said, the church, the people, the members of the church have to open their eyes to understand what we're up
against. I mean, at some point you can't look away. Like,
don't look away.
Some of the really ugly things we get, that's not for everybody to look into, and I don't want to look into it, you know, most of the time, but right. It's just where the Lord has us, and is he's calling me to do it, I'm going to do it. But not looking away from, you know, our kids are being bombarded by evil, right? And just the way they're taught to think, and the whole transgender stuff, and
right.
You know, all the different ideologies and kind of the new age stuff of, you know, you can be enlightened, you can be your own, you know, all this stuff. But there's really no excuse for people not to.
And that's the other thing. What the hell is wrong with people out there? Not the audience, but what the hell's wrong with you? Okay. If you are teaching my grandchild, because I'm old. So if you're out there saying to my grandchild, well, you know, yeah, the doctor assigned you your sex or gender at birth, but you could change. We've got nothing in common. You're not my friggin' friend, okay? We can't be friends. We cannot coexist. I have no interest whatsoever in coexisting with you because you're bringing evil into this into my world. Well, God's world, okay? Sorry about that. I didn't mean to yell at you.
No, you're right.
It's starting to really get to me. Whether it's, again, and I'm going to shut up after this, but whether I'm really angry, okay? Whether it is, whether it's somebody saying, well, standing up for Hamas, okay? I cannot be your friend. Standing up for the pro-Palestinian rally. No, I cannot be your friend. I don't want to have any dialogue with you. Get the hell away from me, okay? Same thing with teaching our children this crap. I can't be your friend. I'm not interested in being your friend. I'm not interested in talking with you. We cannot have any dialogue, okay, if that's your position. But this is what we're fighting. And this fertilizes the ground that creates the stuff you're fighting today.
Yeah, and, you know, just like the whole Palestinian-Israeli deal, it's the... You know, just like some of the stuff that the really dark stuff that we're dealing with, or even the transgender stuff pushing to the kids, like why are they after the kids? They wake up, but you know why they're after the kids. But it's just the pattern of sin. It's Romans 1, right? You deny truth.
Right.
And that's been going on for quite some time in America. And people not standing up and bear witnessing to the truth like Jesus commanded us to do.
Right.
So deny truth, you get a darkened heart.
Yep.
Right, you follow that pattern of sin. It's in Romans 1. Read it through it. Deny truth, darkened heart. You get depraved passions. So now you start getting into all this twisted stuff where people are wanting to get with kids or other men or women. I mean, whatever else. It's like you fall into, you know, having degrading passions, and ultimately you end up with a depraved mind. You know, yes. Open up Romans 1, you end up with a depraved mind. The reason that we can't understand, like, how can you even think that way? It's because they have gone through that. And now that is, we are a nation that, at least in part, are to the point where they just have a depraved mind. I cannot even understand why you can't see it or whatever else. I mean, obviously, the people that have a moral compass, there's a lot more of us out there than people give us credit for.
True.
However, a lot of them are just still happy to sit in their comfort and not step in the battle for whatever reason. You know, passivity, just, you know, and that's what not, you know, men aren't called to be that, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, one, it's kind of having some righteous fervor and actually, you know, stop drinking milk, right? And actually start eating some meat and start, you know, learning the word and getting the fight, because you have a fight somewhere.
Absolutely. We should not, at least, again, this is in my view, we should not allow, and I mean allow, our kids to be used as experiments, whether it's the social experiment or the evil experiment of this transgender crap, okay? It's nothing but crap, transgender. See, I can say that now. Well, I've always said that, but I can... we should fight this with every fiber of our being and get in their face. You get in their face. I'll get in their face. We need to get in their faces, the people that are pushing this, or the people that are, oh, pro Hamas. Oh my gosh, the poor Palestinians. Shut up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter where your politics are. Like I said earlier, it's like evil is evil.
Yeah.
Right? Kids and innocent people being destroyed, it's not okay either way. And we don't want it, and you should be against it. No matter, I mean, it's crazy not to think that people aren't against innocent people being slaughtered.
Right.
Like, you can't understand that.
See, okay, and this is a thing. Your team, Craig's team, when you see pictures or drawings even of children being gutted, okay, yeah, that's graphic, isn't it? Okay, it's the same as the beheadings of children over in Israel. Oh, it didn't happen. Again, shut up. Okay, it did happen, and it happens every day, but it happens here in the United States. It happens in Canada. It happens in the UK, the top three countries, I believe, that listen to us, where this broadcast is. It's happening in your community. Okay, don't tell me it doesn't happen. So when these individuals, these brave guys and women, part of ShatterOps.org, again, Luke and Vets for Child Rescue, when they go out and they rescue children in that kind of, against that kind of threat, and there is virtually no acknowledgement or man, you know, I don't want to get involved. Well, get involved. Support the people who are involved in the rescuing. Support the people who are involved in doing what they do, like Luke, for example. But understand it exists. And the last thing I'll say, because I don't want to overtake the microphone. I just got carried away here. But you know, when they said the Obergefell decision came through, I remember Coach Dave Dottmeyer saying, well, this is going to lead to, you know, sex teachings and such, this perversity. And it has. And, of course, that's one less conspiracy theory that you've got to deal with now. It's fact. All right. Well, I'm sick and tired of this crap, and we're going to push back against it. And, you know, the FBI who goes after the parents, you know I'm talking about, right? They're out there taking license plates of parents at a PTA meeting. Okay, well, you better think, in my view, you better think twice about what the hell you're doing and just following orders of my ass. Okay, stop it, and just say no to that assignment. And to the parents out there, double down, triple down. And, you know, to Ray, who says, you know, this threat again. Okay, yeah, we are a threat. You recognize the threat that we are. And that's not a threat. That's just a statement of fact. All right, Luke, I got that out of my system, so I'm going to drink a sip of coffee here. Maybe I had too much my coffee, but go on. Go ahead.
You drank some of that good Detective's Choice coffee?
That's right. Actually, and to put it, I just have to say this. My coffee machine quit working today. So, all right. So I had to hand squeeze this. Don't ask. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just like the seeing the ugly stuff. And, the reason, that Craig and I, our teams have come together, just understanding that this is a spiritual war. And it is playing out in the physical. It always has been a spiritual war, but that Ephesians 6 worldview of, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That is where this war really lies, on all those agendas that are being pushed, the really ugly, dark stuff that's going on. Yes, it's real. Read your Bible. Read the Old Testament. Those same little g gods and deities that the pagan countries, and even at times the Israelite country, was actually sacrificing their kids to Baal and Moloch, those entities are still alive and well. They don't die. They are immortal beings, and they're still the same ones that are there, right? The same ones that Jesus casted out of into the pigs or whatever, like the demonic realm, the fallen angels, they're still here and they're operative. Well, who are the only ones that are actually going to stand up and push back against that? Jesus stood at, Caesarea Philippi and said, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." Okay. Amen. So the gates of hell will not prevail. We understand that we are directly pushing back against the gates of hell and those demonic entities that seek to devour. And just like you'd mentioned earlier about the currency of the elite are the blood of innocent children.
Yep.
That's what they have a lust to do, is to kill and murder, sir, and shed innocent blood of children and innocent. That's what they are doing. It is true. It's alive and well in America. It's not somewhere else. Just like, it was great that we had the good exposure of Sound of Freedom and talking about the counter trafficking in other countries. Okay, great. But that happens here.
It does. Yes,
that happens here. As ugly and as gruesome as that was, that happens here.
And to his credit, as well as the team at ShatterOps.org, they work on exactly stuff like that. So does Vets for Child Rescue. They work. They rescue children. The amount of investigative hours in this room right now. Wow. I mean, 5-6 digits just over the last year, I'm sure. But understand what Luke was saying. This is happening here. And you know what? Please, and don't think this couldn't happen to your grandchild or your niece or nephew, because it could. You heard Craig saying, if the missing children were on a milk carton, and I made a joke, it'd be like the national debt clock.
Right.
And you just couldn't keep up with it. This is what we are fighting, and I think that if we starve the beast from this, I think we're doing what we've been called to do, or what you've been called to do. And I think a lot of the evil will be exposed. Let me ask you this, because this might be kind of off track, but we know Pizzagate was real. We know that Tony Podesta and the other Podesta, the artwork, okay? You think that that's just, look, some people have just really weird taste in art. Yeah, really, you think? Okay, so spirit cooking, we know about that. So all of this combined, the culture rot, the satanic worship, when I had Paul McGuire on, we talked about it in Jonathan Cahn, talking about the Archibald, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? And I mean that, what in the hell is going on in this country right now? And why are we putting up with this crap?
Well, it is a spiritual conflict between good and evil, and it's playing out. And a lot of people, I think they can kind of stay in that middle road. They don't really want to get in the fight because then they got to face the evil.
If you sit on the fence, you get a fence post up your ass. That's the only thing I can think of. Okay.
Yeah, but by your non-action, you're actually siding with the ones who are actually trying to push the evil.
Right, exactly.
I mean, unfortunately, that's the thing, and I do believe a lot of the American church think they can kind of sit this out. They can kind of sit out all these different things that are upon our nation right now. And notice they're all at once. I mean, there is a play for all the marbles, right? It's not lost that the demonic are, I mean, they're just being overt in a lot of what we do. I mean, watch television, watch movies, and just watch the push of all these movies are about little G gods returning and all this stuff, and they try to Hollywood it up. I mean, do you know what's behind these superheroes that they're pushing out there? It's the demonic realm. And then all the, you know, the horror and ugly stuff, and then sexual perversion and all that stuff. It's one team's agenda, and they are overtly pushing it. And we have to contend. We have to contend for the faith and actually stand up for truth and righteousness. And ultimately, it's the battle of souls, right? So it's not a miss on Russ all those years or miss on us that ultimately we want to bring people to the, you know, the salvation, the grace, and the mercy for victims. And, you know, God's mercy is available to anyone if they'll chase after him. Do I believe that at some level, some of these guys or even women have gone so far that they've forfeited that opportunity because they're so far, so deep into it? Yeah. Yeah. I think, some of these folks need to come to justice now to save innocent people. So we would love for our justice system to actually do that. And it's a kind of revolving circle back to, you know, we need justice. But there is, you know, one thing that we have at our disposal that a lot of times I think the church and Christians don't really realize is that we can make war against them even in the spiritual realm. And God will do battle, and he will come through and do things, you know, at his time. I mean, he does things that he doesn't do when we don't pray and we don't go after it. You know, he will move because his people are broken and moved.
Right.
And we do have that opportunity to literally make war. You know, let's say, hey, I'm disabled or I'm home and I don't, you know, have any resources or whatever else. You can make war in the spiritual against the darkness that's going on. Find some articles, find some stuff where it's going on, and target them in prayer.
Anyone can do that.
Yep. I mean, Russ had the deal called, you know, prayer mapping or whatever of like trying to figure out, okay, what is going on? And you're praying against the agendas that are after your kids. But, man, we would love some prayer and support in what we're doing to expose the evil, have nothing to do with unfruitful workings of darkness, but expose them. Exposing them. I mean, you can pray down that cloaking and veil that Craig was talking about that's kind of over this trafficking, right? There right. is a spiritual component to it. I mean, even for years, let's say 20, 30 years ago, even the drug trade and the cartels in Mexico, they were doing ritual sacrifices to cover their drug trade.
You know what I mean? Yeah, folks, think about that. Just understand that. The ritual nature. Okay, so using child sacrifice as an insurance policy to avoid detection by the drug cartels. I mean, think about that. Think about how depraved that is.
Yeah.
And how wrong-headed that is. Okay, but that's happening.
Yeah, and because they do gain some real power from that. There is real demonic power given from that demonic realm.
So
however,
so it's not, in other words, you're saying, yes, this is real. It works. It is going toward the demonic Moloch ball, whatever. Okay. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Yes.
And they're given power by doing rituals and things.
And this is what y'all are fighting, right?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, that is where the ultimate fight is. And it kind of that correlation between the spiritual and the physical. Okay, let's say I'm literally in a physical fight against a guy who is evil.
Right.
He's just because I'm on the right side of things doesn't mean he's just going to be like, oh, I can't do anything. You know what I mean? It's like there's still a physical fight that's going to, he still has power to be able to do things, right? To swing and to kick or cut or shoot or whatever. He's still got the power to do that. So the demonic realm is the same. They do have power. The cool thing is the ultimate power, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the name Jesus, they know who he is, and we know the power and authority that we walk in, and we know we can overcome them, but we actually have to do it. It doesn't just happen. Just like Satan and the demonic realm use people to accomplish their will, so does God. He uses people to accomplish his will.
Okay.
If we sit down and think we're in the stands and we're just going to watch the fight, that's not how it works. They know they're in the fight. We've got to understand on a greater scale that we are in a spiritual fight that may require you to stand up in the physical against things and bear witness to the truth and be hated, right? I mean, it's embarrassing how much that even good people are scared just to be hated. They're scared for somebody to say something mean to them on Facebook. You know what I mean? They're like, why don't I want to say that? Because I don't want somebody to say I'm whatever word. It's like, are you? I mean, Jesus promises that you'll be hated for my namesake. Blessed are you who you're when you're lied about and you're reviled and you're persecuted for my namesake. It's like, it's a promise. Get in the game, right? It's not going to be easy. Sure, you might get punched in the face every now and then, but you can overcome and you can win. And it lays out and plays out on the bedrock of truth in a spiritual war.
Well said.
So,
and to those people afraid, you poor pathetic. Yeah. Get off your butts and make your voices known and do what you need to do. And certainly pray against the evil that's out there. But above all, get into the fight. Take a stand. Take a position. I know that everyone in the studio right now has made incredible sacrifices to be here and during their time fighting against this pervasive evil. And if some of the stories, if they would tell you, you'd be on your knees crying. I'm telling you, it would just break your heart. But here we are. And for that, I want to thank you, especially for all that you've done, the sacrifices you've made, the team's made. And we know that we're fighting against this awful evil out there. And it's only getting worse. So what can people do? Let me ask this. How can people best help you, Shatter Ops? What should people be doing right now?
Well, I mean, what's interesting, and it kind of comes to mind, is the one little tagline that, you know, Russ would say, I mean, it'd take him 10 seconds to do that. He rarely talked about, hey, funding or whatever. He'd just say, remember us in your prayers and remember us in support.
There you go.
You know, that is what we need. We need both of those things. We need prayer covering. We need people to understand how to pray not only for things, but against the evil and the rise. We actually can play a role and helping to win the spiritual battle, and it plays out in the physical in real time for your community, for your state, for this country. I mean, it's no secret where we are in this country. It's kind of like, hey, where are we going? What's going to happen here? And it's yet, if we'll cry out, right? We've talked about it before on the show, you know, repent, turn from your wicked ways, then I will heal you. Then I will heal you, hear you, and heal your land. It's like, if we yet to do that, he won't even hear what we're asking for.
And that's a good point. Yeah, because Steve Quayle has been on so many times. We talk about repentance, but no one's willing to repent. You know?
That means turn. That means stop. Turn the other way. Go the other way.
Okay. How do you do that? It's not that hard. How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, just in my opinion, this whole thing has been fed, this flood of evil that's coming in and this depraved mind and coming out with all these, you know, crazy little agendas that they're pushing on our population and mainly our kids. You know, it stems from the blood of the innocent, even in the abortion. It's literally like the power source behind what is now moving into even the ugly stuff that we deal with of the, you know, abuse,
right?
The just sexual abuse into the really ugly, dark ritual abuse. You know, all that's being fed because of the innocent blood that's been shed, you know, since the 70s here. And then, you know, we had a pretty big win in the fact that, you know, the Supreme Court said, oh, there's no right to do that. And there's no cheer. There's no like, all right, fine, then we're going to take it back. So we need some prompting in the church. We need to step in, dive in the Word, draw closer to Him. I mean, there's so many reasons in today's world and times where you need to be drawing to your Creator. You need to be chasing after the Lord because He's got something that for you to do. And, you know, even selfishly, man, you might want to find out what's going on, what He wants you to do, where He wants your family to be in certain situations that you need to, like, He's your all in all. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your paths. Who would not want their path to be directed by God Almighty? Well, in order to do that, you need to acknowledge Him in all your ways. You don't need to, like, that doesn't mean I need to 24/7 be on my knees praying or reading the Bible, but at some point, you better be. It needs to be a priority that you actually literally chase after Him because He has different roles for all of us. I mean, if you have the heart for what we do, we would love to remember us in your prayers every day.
Right.
If you've got a heart for what we're doing, unfortunately, we need to be funded to continue to do.
Yes.
There's more stuff that we need to be doing. There's more guys we need to, you know, be able to bring on and fit into roles where we're, you know, we're full-time going after this. You know, a lot of us are wearing many hats and feel like, hey, we don't do everything great because we're still, you know, doing this to
yep.
you know, do, this is our real job, but yet we're spending, a, you know, 80% of our time, you know, trying to do the ministry side that we know God calls us to do. So, you know, we're praying through that as a group and of different people on the team, and we're just going to rely on the Lord's people to bolster that up. But everybody can pray against the evil, cover us in prayers, and those of you that, you know, can support. I mean, I just feel weird even asking about that.
I know what you mean.
But it's just the truth of the matter that these guys, you know, not for me personally, like these guys that are literally putting it all on the line and even sometimes even funding it to go out and put it all on the line, man, support these dudes. They are worthy. They are worthy. I 100% will guarantee you they are worthy of your support, whether that be big. And, you know, truth of the matter of, yeah, we need some people to step up in a big way. You know, some people are able to do it. We realize that most people can't do that, but some people are able to do that. So, you know, we just want the Lord to be able to stir those on how they can help, you know, learn deliverance stuff, learn how to do Freedom Encounter. If you will prepare yourself and make yourself available, the Lord will use you.
You know, when you say learn deliverance, I've seen, oh man, folks, that's not for everybody, okay? I mean, am I wrong? I mean,
well, I mean, you know, Jesus said that we would heal the sick and we would do deliverance or whatever. It's unusual for the American church in this day and time. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I didn't have a clue on any of that stuff most of my life until I was in my early 30s and the Lord just started revealing the seen and the unseen. I mean, that's kind of part of my testimony. If you've heard it some other places, is like, you know, just showing us to do that. And at first it is uncomfortable and it's weird and it's kind of scary. But I learned where to place my fear. You know, I'm supposed to fear the Lord and Him alone and other things I'm not going to fear. Because it's not me that does it. There's nothing special about Russ or myself or any of the other team members to be able to deal with the demonic. It is, I know who is in me.
Right, right. You're just a vessel, right? Or a conveyance mechanism, whatever. I get that. But I, what I meant was, I suppose, would be to get your heart, your own heart right, your own spirit correct and oriented properly, and then pray about what your job is to be. And then once you learn, be obedient to that instruction. And if it's not deliverance, if it's something else, then don't disobey the instructions from God. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Be biblically literate. Know the word. Yeah. So one, you can identify things that are false. When I know the truth well enough, it's pretty easy to pick out things that aren't correct. But if I prepare myself to do that, just do whatever the Lord puts before you.
Okay.
That might be praying for somebody. That might be you know, giving this, helping this, doing a Bible study, you know, being discipled and being a disciple. I mean, everyone that is a believer should be doing that. I mean, we've kind of dropped the ball over the years in the church of being a disciple and discipling. So you need to fit somewhere in there, but it may look different for me even tomorrow or whatever else that I want to prepare myself because I'm chasing after him to do whatever he puts before me.
All right. We've got about 4 minutes left. I'm just going to leave you the 4 minutes. Whatever message you want to convey, it's up to you. Again, folks, this is Luke from ShatterOps.org, and I ask that you go to ShatterOps.org. Donate heavily. Donate well. Pray for ShatterOps. Pray for Luke, his team, the team that's up here. They're facing some incredibly evil stuff, I will say that, in the weeks before Halloween. Ugh. Never mind about that, but I'll turn it back to you here.
Well, back to what we were talking about. You know, Russ over the years has taught people how to do a prayer map and prayer mapping. Yep. You know, understanding where evil is, if that's drug trade or that stuff going on in your town. But what's coming down, you know, this time of the year would be an excellent thing to say. All right, Lord, I am going to start praying against what's going down, because I assure you, there's all kinds of different sects and pieces to Luciferianism and Satanism, but they are committed to their religion, and the rituals that are called for, they will do. If you've got the gall, just search satanic, you know, ritual calendar.
Look at it and
see what they're going to be doing. You know, it'd be like, you know, the American church missing a, you know, I don't even want to call it Easter or Easter, but a Resurrection Sunday, you know, a Resurrection Sunday, you know, be like, oh, we always go to church on that day. We're always going to go to a Christmas Eve service or whatever else. It's like they're always going to be practicing their art and dialing that phone number, doing that ritual that's called for. They will be doing that. So praying an offensive prayer against what's going down. I mean, like even, you know, look at, you know, not too far from here, a couple hours away, you know, even Cleveland and all the missing kids that have been going down in the last this month. Like, it's been out of control over the last year.
Yep.
But even what goes down of, man, it is sick, but it's that time of the year. There are other times of the year too, but this is a really big one. So you want to start getting in the fight in a spiritual warfare sense and praying against those principalities and powers and those rulers of darkness that are over regions and countries in your town. There, you can start actively praying against that their plans will be foiled and the Lord would send warring angels in to disrupt what they had going on, and that he would spare the innocent and that people would be able to expose it and it would be found out. There's those of us who are actively trying to do that, but we can't be everywhere. We don't know everything. We're just doing what the Lord has in front of us. So pray for us, pray against the demonic. And if the Lord sees fit for you to fit into another role of support or whatever, but chase after him and understand that it's a spiritual war. Get involved.
Wow. It's a spiritual war. Get involved. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now that I believe Luke is here and his team is here. Obviously, Craig and his team, for a very specific reason, especially for this time. And I can't thank you enough. I mean, I really can't thank you and your team, Craig and his team. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. I really can't. And I'll tell you what, this is it. This is the battlefield. This is the time. And if not now, when? And if not us, who? Whoever said that, right?
Amen. But, well, we thank you very much for what you do. You play a way bigger role than people realize and what we're doing. And just like, you know, so many times, like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, we're just, you know, for you to be willing to just say, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. He has you here doing this, and you do a lot in the background that people have no idea about. But we appreciate you a ton, because we wouldn't be in the position that we are and the connections that we've made without all the work that Russ and you've put in for years and Craig and the connections. Then the Lord is doing something. He's moving. So you can pray for that too, that he'll continue to put this team together that is ready to do work.
All right. My friend, thank you so very much. God bless you. And we will talk, of course, after the show. Folks, thank you so much for joining me today and joining us today. And do me a favor. Go to shatterops.org, v4cr.org. Both links will be in the program description box at hagmanpi.com. And thank you and have a great day.